Welcome to our finale of Who's Gonna Win in 2024. Week 10, the pressure's on the line here for Christian. Clawing their way back from the dead is Chris Parks, alongside Matt Mullinax, who's been in second and in first, feeling confident. And then way, 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 way back is myself. Is there a miracle in store for me? I don't know. We'll have to find out. Thanks for joining us here on Who's Gonna Win. Let's take a break and hear from Fairway and Rush CPA before we begin.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Thanks for sticking around here on Who's Going to Win. Ace Lucas with Matt Mullinax, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. As we noted there, in first place with a record of 61-11 is Christian Adams. Christian, how does it feel to be in first place heading into our last week?
Oh, God, it's very nerve-wracking. Because it's a very slim lead. It's a two-game lead.
It is.
It's very slim. And, you know, I think we've gotten to the point...
I gave you two games last week.
Yes, you did. Getting to the point of the playoffs where there's not really a whole lot of easy picks around. So, I mean, you know how it goes with these pick'em shows. It's a... educated guess, but it's still a guess, so I'm a little nervous, but it should be fun.
In second place with a record of 59-13 is Matt Mullinax. In third place is Chris Parks with a record of 58-14, and then there's myself with a record of 54-18. A great slate of games. We have Cam at Remsen St. Mary's, Woodbine at Audubon, Mount Air at ACGC for our first three games in this section. And for Cam at Remsen St. Mary's, Chris, we'll start with you.
All right. Yeah, it's about time for that beginner's luck to run out, isn't it? I mean, come on. Can't keep this up for an entire half of a season. No, it's going to be, fun week of football. You get to this round, and, it starts to become much more questionable, as Christian kind of alluded to. Heck of a win for Cam last round. How about that? You know, late field goal to move on in advance, to go on the road and get a win. That was awesome for Coach Bauer and his team. Unfortunately, they play a very, very, very good team this week here in Remsen St. Mary's. Landon Waldschmidt has done really good, both the throwing and running the ball there for Remsen. And they're just one of those teams where it's like, man, they've got players here, there, everywhere. Lots of positions that they're solid. I just think this is too much to ask for Cam to do it back-to-back weeks. So I'm going to go Remsen St. Mary's in this first one.
Christian?
I think that this has the possibility to be a pretty decent game, pretty close game. You look at the quarterback numbers, and we'll get into some other stuff in a second. These two teams are very, very similar. And you actually look at it, Paulson has better numbers than Waldschmidt over there at Remsen St. Mary's. He's rushed for more yards. He's passed for more yards. He has slightly a few more touchdowns. And he, boy, did he have a heck of a game last week. Ran for 349 rush yards and 9 total touchdowns. Then you look at Bauer, too. Colin Bauer, heck of a week. 3 touchdowns through the air, 109 receiving yards. But Remsen St. Mary's is the number one team, according to BC Moore, in the state, in the 8-player. Their schedule has been pretty tough, a little bit harder than Cam's. Their offense ranked number 16. Their defense is ranked number 3. Guys, they have not allowed more than 12 points in a game all year long, except for one game. And that was Woodbine, when it was a 46-30 win over Woodbine. Their defense, I think, is the difference maker in this one. We talk a lot about offenses here, but I think the defense is going to come through. You look at their front, 5'11", 243, 5'11", 240, 6'3", 245. I think it's too much for Cam to handle. I love how Barry Bauer coaches that team. But I think they're just going to fall short.
Okay. So two for Rems and St. Mary's. I really liked the effort there by Cam last week with McCade Paulson getting 9 total touchdowns, helping guide his team. This is going to be an extremely close game, but I think Cam has the edge in the sense of they're back to another road trip. They understand what they're working with and this experienced team. And Barry Bauer knows what it takes to get big wins in big situations. I'll take Cam on this one. And Matt.
You're going to take Cam?
I'm taking Cam.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I'm going to go with Rems and St. Mary's. Like Christian said, they got some pretty good size. They got some really good athletes out there, especially in space. Defense has just been playing phenomenal. So I'm going to go with the home team, Rems and St. Mary's.
All righty. Out on a limb is myself with Cam. Next up, we have Woodbine at Audubon. And Christian, this is all you.
All right. Well, good luck with this one. I mean, you can flip a coin here and you know, maybe still not get it right. According to BC Moore, this is a 7-8 matchup. And looking at their overalls, their schedules are 15-17 toughest in favor of Woodbine. The offenses are 7-17 in favor of Woodbine. Their defenses are 5-9 in favor of Woodbine. I mean, these teams are just so, so close. I mean, we've talked a lot about Carson Wessel and his contributions to this Audubon team, and Aaron Olson, too, who's been a phenomenal player, over 1,000 rush yards, 19 touchdowns. But I look at the other side, and, you know, it's kind of the opposite with Woodbine. They throw a little bit more than Audubon does. But, again, I look at the defense. They've not given up more than 2 touchdowns twice all year long, and one of them was to Rems and St. Mary's. And I think that as you go further in the playoffs, you're going to start to see that defenses take hold over the offense. I'm a big believer in defense wins championships. I'm going to take Woodbine on the road here.
You're going with Woodbine? Okay. Next up for me is Woodbine at Audubon. I think Audubon has a bit of a better advantage with their rushing attack. They're over 2,400 yards, 7 yards per carry. And historically, between these two, they met 4 times between 2018 and 2022. Audubon won all 4 of those matchups. And I think there's a huge advantage here for Coach Burks playing or coaching at home with this Audubon team that has been phenomenal, and they're undefeated for a reason. I like the Wheelers winning this one. Matt?
Yes, sir.
Who is going to win?
I know. Christian kind of threw a curveball in there because I thought he was going to go with Audubon. And I was going to be able to go with the old Woodbine high on this one. But it's still going to be a good game. I think Woodbine's definitely a tough team. You got the Pryor boys in there. Micah Moores, love that name, you know. Landon Bloom, you know, who's kind of been, you know, he's getting a lot of offers out there at the Division I level as a receiver. But they've kind of, you know, done a nice job of spreading the ball around. It just hasn't been everything to him when they do throw the ball, but a great weapon out there that they can utilize anytime. I want to go with Woodbine, but I have to make up 3 games on this guy. So, I don't know. I'm looking at the sheet if there's another 3 games, but I'm going with Woodbine because why not? The Tigers.
All right. You know,
the old alma mater is going to come out on top. So go Woodbine.
What are you thinking, Chris?
They're going to keep that statue up for another year.
At least.
All right. Awesome. I was impressed with, you know, Woodbine, the way they played this year. They played a pretty tough schedule, really. I mean, if you look at it, and they played well against, you know, similar teams. Audubon, I'm also in Matt's boat here. I need to make up 3 games. I do got the tie break that's going to help me out here to win this thing. But something that you said, Ace, I think does make a big difference here is the fact that Audubon's been there and they're at home. It's a great crowd always up there at Chiz Jones Field. They'll be excited and ready to rock. They've got that historic advantage over Woodbine. So I do think this is going to be a good game, and it is one that I think can go either way. So I'm going to go ahead and take my chance here. I'm going to go with the Wheelers at home to get this done. Go so Audubon.
We're split there, Woodbine and Audubon. And our last game for this segment is Mount Air at ACGC. And I'll start things off with this one. We're looking at Mount Air, the Raiders, 7-2. You know, last week they scored touchdowns on 2 separate kickoffs, 1 punt return, and then a pick 6 on 58-50 win over Earlham. I like the special teams. Yes, ACGC has historically owned this sort of rivalry, but I think there's a chance for Mount Air to break through. And with that, knowing that you've already lost this year before, you've faced ACGC so many times, and then how sloppy they played against Riverside the one time I saw them in person, I think Mount Air's looking to play upset. I'll go with the Raiders. Next up, we have Matt.
You're just either going to come out smelling like a rose or just going to tank big time. So,
you're going to look like a genius.
You got to roll the dice, man.
There's a method to my madness.
Roll the dice.
I'm going with the Chargers, ACGC, at home. They you know, they kind of said it, but they've kind of kept it under their hat throughout. They kind of basically made it out there at the beginning of the year and then kind of shoved it to the backside. But they want to get to the dome. They know they've been short a few times. So I'm going to go with the Chargers at home.
Chris?
Yeah, I mean, if this was the Mount Air team of, you know, say 2-3 years ago, I'd say this is going to be a tight finish, but ACGC just seems pretty solid this year. Already have that victory earlier in the year, won fairly handily against this Mount Air team. You know, I think if Mount Air plays perfect ball, yeah, they can give them a scare, but ACGC just too tough, too many weapons. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
And Christian.
I mean, we've talked a lot about this ACGC team and how effective they are running the football. I mean, you look at Jathan South, and he's nearly a 1,000-yard rusher. I'd be surprised if he doesn't get over it in this game. Mike Fuller is, you know, receiving two, or I should say running. I misread there. Joe Crawford, another guy that is pretty darn close to 1,000 yards and 872. That's three 800-plus-yard runners. It's difficult to stop, especially when you think about the offense that they run over there at ACGC. You know, and I'm looking at Mount Air, who has got a really decent record. you know, they got a pretty good back in Dyson Thompson over there, the sophomore. But their offense is ranked eighth. Their strength of schedule is kind of what tips me off here. According to BC Moore, it is ranked 42nd. And I think when you're kind of looking at teams and what those offensive numbers are like, I think that is more pronounced. You're bound to get better numbers offensively when you have a weaker schedule than defensively. And then you look at ACGC's defense, too. They're ranked number 11. Their offense ranked number 7. I got to go ACGC. It's going to be electric, and they keep on going.
All righty. With that, we'll take a break here and hear a word from our sponsors with Fairway and Rush CPA. Stick around here on our last edition of the 2024 Who's Gonna Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770. To prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
And we're back here on Who's Going to Win Asa Lucas with Matt Molinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. Some controversy earlier on with our first three picks. Our next three is Riverside at Tri-Center, Underwood at Trainer, and Central Line George Little Rock at Kemper Catholic. And Christian, it is back to you in the finale edition. We have Riverside at Tri-Center. What are you thinking? Who's going to win?
Oh, well, I mean, this is the battle of the backs. I mean, you look at Carter Coons, 223 carries, over 1,600 yards. You look at Gordon. We've talked about Gordon all year. Over 1,800 yards, 30 touchdowns. You know, I think it's going to be a really good game. I mean, we know how explosive Jackson Gordon is. But what sticks out to me for Tri-Center is their balance. And they have a lot of balance. A.J. Harder, their sophomore quarterback, completing nearly 64% of his passes for 2,100 yards and 23 touchdowns. I think that is going to overcome the explosiveness of Jackson Gordon. I'm going to go Tri-Center.
All righty, we'll put Tri-Center down in the books. you know, Christian, so very good perspective there. The Trojans have had a really nice offense in this past season. A.J. Harder, over 2,100 passing yards, 23 touchdowns. I think you're right on that perspective, but every time I've ever doubted Jackson Gordon, he has proven me wrong. And then you have A.C. Roller on the defensive side for Riverside, 79 tackles, 6 tackles for a loss. And then Jet Rose is doing a nice job with 5 sacks on the year. I'm going with the Bulldogs. Matt?
These guys play earlier in the year?
No,
they have not played. I must have misinterpreted that somewhere. So there you go, everybody. There's how much research I did for this game, right? Nice job. We believe this
Wait
guy.
Wait a second, give yourself
I'm
away.
Supposed to place my bets based off this guy? I'm going to go with Riverside. I kind of believe they've just as the season has progressed, Earlham, that was a huge game, I thought, that really stood out to me. Missed opportunities against ACGC, which I think maybe gave them that little bit of confidence over the edge there for this last half of the season. So Riverside Bulldogs on the road.
Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, and it is rare that these teams didn't play, you know, during the regular season. Usually do. And obviously close rivals and lots of other things, activities throughout the year. And, you know, talk about two kind of teams of destiny meeting. This is what it is. I mean, Tri-Center may be probably the surprise team of the area, really, the way they played all year long. Love what they've done. But every time I have not stayed aboard the Frayne train, it has cost me. So I am going to stick with the Riverside Bulldogs and ride Jackson Gordon to the next round. I'm taking Riverside to win.
Going with Riverside. Next matchup, Underwood at Trainer with the Week 10 order. Matt, this is you starting us off.
Yeah, this is here we go again. Underwood, kind of started out a little rough, and everybody didn't think they would be in this spot, and here they are. And I think, another team here, as the season's progressed, continue to get better and better as things had happened. And I think Trainer, they've kind of just – they've almost kind of done things under the radar just a little bit, you know, just nothing fancy, flashy, just picking up wins. And here they are, 8-1, getting a home playoff game. So this will be an interesting game. Again, it's another here, two back-to-back Western Iowa Conference rivals on our sheet playing against one another. So, oh boy, I'm going to go probably out on a limb. I'm going to go with Underwood. I don't know. They've just been playing
Alrighty.
Better right now. Trainers just, I think, kind of walked into some things. So I'm going with Underwood. They've played a tough schedule, too. So the Eagles, they're playing well right now. They know how to win.
Fly, Eagles, fly. Okay, Chris, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, this was a really, really close game very recently, a one-point game not that long ago. And these two teams have a history. They don't like each other. They play tough football games. That's what's going to happen. But, yeah, I've been impressed with the way Trainers played throughout the year. They kind of have met all the big challenges and have come out on top, you know, obviously most of the time with the shows by their record. But I'm actually going to be surprised here too that somebody else already said this, but I just feel like Underwood's playing well at the right time. They've got things put together. Lewitt, the quarterback, is finally, I think, starting to get a little bit better rapport in that pass game, and they're obviously going to sling it. They're going to keep throwing it until they have some success, and they have had recently. So I'm going to take Underwood to eke this one out.
Going with Underwood. Christian.
Yeah, no, everything that you guys said, I really agree with. I mean, you kind of look at them, too. They're pretty close. I looked at the passing yards and the passing game as a kind of a small advantage there for Underwood. Over 1,700 yards there through the air for Underwood, 1,400 for Trainer. I mean, not a huge difference, but, you know, something that grabs your eye a little bit. Everything else is so similar. But I agree with what you guys said also was that Underwood's played a little bit of a harder schedule. You look at Trainer, their schedule was ranked 32nd. Underwood ranked 24. Again, not a big difference, but it's kind of those small things that when you look at a playoff game, it's like, okay, who had the bit of a tougher road here? Who might be more prepared? I think I'm going to go with Underwood.
3-for-3 on Underwood, and I'm surprised no one's mentioned with Trainer their ground game with Jet Sorensen, over 1,000 rushing yards, 12 touchdowns on the ground. Trainer has a big home field advantage, and you're right, Matt. I think they've been under the radar, sort of quiet, stealthy sort of style on the year, and that's really helped them. You don't walk into eight games, and I don't like the slow start there by Underwood being 2-4 midway through the year. Even three-game winning streak's nice, but Trainer's going to get the win at home. And our last game for this segment is Central Line George Little Rock at Kemper Catholic. And Christian, this is another designated first choice for you.
Oh, my goodness.
I like how you put that.
Why have we – oh, Kemper Catholic, sorry. I was just about losing it there. You look at Kemper Catholic, and, you know, their strength of schedule is okay, right about 24. I mean, that's about middle of the pack there. Their offense though, and defense both rank 7th and 14. I really like what Kemper brings to the table. I'm going to go with the Knights.
Wow, that was
quick, I know. Yeah, I know.
Quick. Okay. Okay. Well, Kemper is hosting again. Central Line George Little Rock are at 6-3. They did put up 60 points in that opening round win. I think Central Line George Little Rock has had the tougher district. And then they finished that regular season with a blowout loss. There's some bitter feelings. They bounce back in that playoff game. So I'm going to go with Central Line, just cause some bit of disruption. Matt?
I'm going to go with Central Line as well. If there's anything about the Northwest Iowa team, Central Iowa, West Line, West Sioux, you know, they kind of prepare themselves. If you look at Central Line's record, you know, they lost to MOC Floyd Valley, who's in the 3A playoffs. They lost to, I think it was Emmitsburg, right at the very beginning of the season, playoff team, and somebody just recently escapes me, but again, another playoff team there, so they're just always, well, they got a Vander Zee on the team there, maybe a couple of them, but they just always reload, so I'm going with the Central Line Lions on the road.
Chris, what are you seeing? Who's going to win?
I think this is going to be another fun game. Obviously, Kemper, a team that started the season with a lot of swagger, hopes that they're going to get, you know, all the way to the dome. They've got aspirations to do that again. If they don't get there, it would probably be, you know, a little bit of a shocker to them. So I just think this is going to be a fun game. You look at Brock Bating, what he's been able to do at the quarterback spot, been very good there. And they run the ball well as also. I do not know how to pronounce this gentleman's name that is the running back for Central Lion. I believe it's Michelet. I don't know the first name, but Sedan is his last name, and he's ran for 958 yards and 11 touchdowns. And like Matt said, those teams up there are just – they're always tough. They know how to win. They know how to play hard. Not that I don't think Kemper could win this game, and it is an advantage for them to be at home. But, you know, if I get a chance to pick up a game taking one of these Northern Iowa teams, then I'm going to give it a shot. So I'm going Central Lion here in this one.
All right, I'm out on a limb for the second time in a row. I just want to remind you all that my record when I'm out on a limb is 3-0. So.
Wow, some confidence.
Amazing. Yeah, keeping stats.
Let's head into another break here. When we return, it'll be our last segment of our last edition of Who's Gonna Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to the last ever segment of Who's Going to Win in 2024. Asa Lucas with Matt, the Machine Mullinex, Chris, the phenomenal sportscaster Parks, and Christian, the Florida boy, Adams. Gentlemen, good to be here with you. We have two games left, West Marshall at Van Meter. And with our reorganized order of things, Chris, you are going to start us off here.
All right. Van Meter. Nobody likes Van Meter. except folks that live in Van Meter, of course. Jay Haley, their quarterback's been real good. They've got some good stuff going on the ground as well. You know, always a well-balanced football team. They do a lot of things right, play good defense, always have an effective offense. West Marshall is a tough team. It's not been so long ago that we had to make the trek over there to play West Marshall in the playoffs for the Atlantic Trojans, and they're always solid. 1,025 yards for Vincent Clausen, their quarterback, 9 touchdowns, and he's ran for 5. They've got a 1,000-yard rusher as well, so they're going to be tough. But this is a Van Meter team that knows this position all too well. They are always ready for this type of moment, and I just don't think somebody's going to get them in this spot. So I'm going to go Van Meter.
Christian.
All right, well, disclaimer time. When I talked about, you know, schedule difficulties and how you kind of look at how schedule difficulties go, West Marshall has a significantly harder schedule than Van Meter. Van Meter ranked 40th in schedule difficulty. But here's where the disclaimer comes in. I'm not sure it matters how hard your schedule is if you were always dominant in such a way. You look at their offensive and defensive ratings on BC Moore. They have the number 3 ranked offense and the number 2 ranked defense. We talked about how important defense is going to be in this game. Jay Haley is thrown for over 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns. It's really, really solid. They've got a decent back there at 651 yards there. It's Garrett Cole. They're at home, too. I think, well, where West Marshall could burn them would be in the passing game. They've got a decent quarterback over there as well in Vincent Clausen. But I think with the way that you're going to play and the defense being so important, I'm going to take Van Meter.
2 for 2 on Van Meter. I just wanted to throw in a side note with West Marshall. On their ground game, they have an edge with Ben Gonzalez, the running back. He has 175 carries, over 1,000 rushing yards, 9 touchdowns on the ground. So if you want to look at back comparison, he's definitely going to help West Marshall. And, Chris, you've noted, I mean, this is a competitive program. Same with Van Meter. And being on the road, I like how even it is. Christian, you were talking about scheduling. I don't think Van Meter's had any significant wins. That's really impressed me. I'm going to go with West Marshall. And Matt.
Okay.
Who's going to win?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to have to go with Van Meter on this one. Like you guys kind of said, they kind of have the things going there, but West Marshall is just always tough. The fact that they've thrown the ball a little bit more goes against what they've kind of done in history or in previous seasons. They, you know, kind of like to keep the ball on the ground. So that's kind of nice to see that they've kind of become a little bit, more options out there for them. But I think just the road trip and just Van Meter's just tough. They're just tough at home. So I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
And our last pick of our last episode, Bishop Heelan at Nevada. Christian, who is going to win?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you look at Bishop Heelan, they're 6-3. They got a good ground game in Kaysen Thomas. He's ran for over 1,600 yards, 24 touchdowns. Those are very, very good numbers. The passing game, not really a whole lot there. 567 yards and 5 TDs for Noah Conley as... You know, they've had 733 passing yards on the season. In Nevada, you know, thinking back, has had a pretty decent schedule. Like, Atlantic wasn't an easy out this year for anybody. They had to go through Creston and play Harlan as well. They finished with a decent district record. They get into the playoffs, and they're at home. I think that says a lot. Rushing yards will be pretty even, but I'm taking the Cubs. It's Nevada.
All righty, Nevada there. Locking in, that could be the pick to win it all for you, Christian, or end in heartbreak. Just want you to know that. With Bishop Heelan at Nevada, I think Bishop Heelan has a edge with special teams. They've had a 53-yard field goal. And in high school, as we noted last week, mm-hmm. field goals can be the difference mm-hmm. between winning or losing. They're also 5-for-7 on the year with those field goals. And it's going to be difficult to score inside the red zone against Nevada, but if you have a reliable kicker, that can help. Nevada, on the other hand, is 0-for-3 on their field goal attempts. And Bishop Heelan has had 3 interceptions returned for touchdowns on the year. And they're ranked 77th in the state, according to GoBound. And Nevada's ranked 88th. I like Bishop Heelan to win this one. Matt?
Okay. Well, you know, a few things here. If you're keeping track at home, you'll notice that Christian and I have currently two games that are different, and I'm two games behind him, so I need one more to go ahead of him. So I'm going to go opposite here and go Bishop Heelan. So that'll give me my three games that I need to get my name back on the plaque up there and bring home the trophy.
Well, technically, you only need two because you have the tiebreaker.
That's true. That's true. You weren't here for the tiebreaker. No. But anyway, so, but Heelan, but you got to always remember, Heelan comes from a district that had four teams make it to the playoffs in their district. So a tough district in there. You know, Nevada, they kind of handled business last week against Atlantic. But I'm going to go with Heelan on this. I think they're a lot tougher up front, so they'll be more physical against Nevada. I don't think Nevada's as physical up front. A few things go bad for them, and I think that could end a spell for the night for them. So I'm going to go with the Heelan Crusaders on this one.
Chris, this is your last pick. Who's going to win? Close things off for us.
Well, I mean, if we're talking show strategy, I got a conundrum here because I've already got the three games there with Christian different that I need to tie him. I've only got one different than Mr. Mullinex, and that's what I would need to get with him. So I'm playing the odds game here. What do I want to do? Actually, I kind of had a thought coming into this that I was going to go with the road team. Just because I think that they have played some tougher competition overall. And, you know, those of us that have been around, let's face it, Bishop Heelan's kind of annoying sometimes. They just seem to win games that you really don't expect them to at the right moment. And everybody around here knows that. So I do like what they've kind of done in that passing or in that running game there with Thomas. I think that's where they maybe have the edge here. Nevada, you know, got good size. They certainly can play well and win this game, but I'm going to give the edge here to Bishop Heelan. So I guess my fate is resting on the good old Audubon Wheelers as far as the Hoosman Trophy is concerned. It should be a fun game.
Tigers.
The game is locked in. Thank you, everyone who has joined us this year on Who's Going to Win. Gentlemen, appreciate your company, your picks, your commentary. It has been phenomenal. And a special thank you to our sponsors, Fairway and Rush CPA, for giving us this opportunity. Good luck, gentlemen. And I know everyone should be checking our website, kjan.com. Over the weekend, we'll post the final results and who gets the Hoosman Trophy.